The 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland is underway, and today China's Xi Jinping spoke there in favor of free trade and globalization, saying, quote, "No one will emerge as a winner in a trade war." The conference comes at a time when populism is on the rise in both the U.S. with the election of Donald Trump and in Europe with the Brexit vote. And joining us now for more from Davos is Tom Keane of Bloomberg Surveillance. Welcome back.
Wonderful to be back with you. It's been a year on. It's snowier here and a little bit colder than last year.
And the hot chocolate's still just as good.
Just as good. The coffee, even better. You don't want to leave because of the coffee.
Okay. So tell us more about what President Xi had to say today. This is the first time that a Chinese president has been there and speaking at Davos.
Well, it was very delicate. It was clearly a rehearsed, prepared speech, but it was in the context of what we see with President-elect Trump in Washington and, frankly, the turmoil in Europe, where he basically staked out not a zero-sum game, but a very much-sum game that global trade is good.
We were talking yesterday about the fact that this year, with all that's happened with Donald Trump, with Brexit, that maybe people at Davos who are usually very pro-free trade and globalization are going to have to moderate it a little bit because public opinion in important places is not with them.
Richard Edelman of Edelman PR does an annual visit called the Edelman Trust Barometer, and it's never been more distrustful. It is shocking, the shift in the last 12 months. And as any number of individuals have said today, how do big corporations, how do government officials address immediately the distrust, not to fix it immediately, but just to begin the process? That's not the number one topic here, but it's right up there.
What's the number one topic?
Number one topic, without question right now, is uncertainty. I was prepared for that, Jeremy. We do this every day on Bloomberg Surveillance. I completely underestimated what I heard in people's voices the moment we got up Happy Valley. The flavor and the character of the uncertainties are remarkable.
People just don't know what to expect from Trump, or are you talking about something more broadly?
Everything broadly. The financial markets, the market pros looking at pound sterling or dollar renminbi, the recent collapse in the Mexican peso, those, of course, looking to Washington. But even at a more core level of economic growth, just is the little bit of rebound that we've seen in the economy, do you believe in it? And that's a very divided opinion right now.
Hmm. Tom Keane, as you walk around Davos today, who do you see? What kind of people are there?
That's a nuanced question. This is my 13th year at Davos. It has changed. There's no question about that. There are more CEOs taking 30 meetings a day, 20 meetings a day, than there were 10 years ago. This is not much different from a plumber's or a music or the last radio convention you went to, Jeremy. Hmm. There's a lot of people taking a lot of meetings away from the imagery and the cynicism and the critics of Davos. There are selective government leaders, but they're not nearly as visible as they used to be. The one thing that's changed, Jeremy, is 8, 9, 10 years ago, a leader would go through with his entourage. That's gone.
That's Tom Keane of Bloomberg Surveillance joining us from Davos, Switzerland. Tom, great to have you as always. Thanks.
Wonderful to be with you.